is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A plan to fund the government and avert a shutdown may be near. CBS's Christopher Cruz has the latest.
President-elect Donald Trump is urging Republicans and Democrats to vote for the bill, which includes $110 billion in disaster aid. The bill needs Democratic support or it won't pass. There are no spending cuts in the continuing resolution, but it does include a suspension of the debt ceiling until January 2027, as Trump had demanded. This week, he signaled his displeasure with a bipartisan stopgap bill that didn't include that provision, forcing House leadership to go back to the drawing board. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO, has been moved to New York and is now facing federal charges, something his lawyer today called highly unusual. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi says federal charges could bring the death penalty, and that may change his defense strategy.
Obviously, in any case of this magnitude with this type of evidence, you have to be, as a defense attorney, you have to be thinking about a plea deal, potential, at this point, a global settlement between the federal government as well as state prosecutors for something just to take the death penalty off the table.
The Fulton County DA in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case has been removed. The case was already stalled over Fani Willis's relationship with the special prosecutor, legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The Trump team will absolutely say this case needs to be trashed, that the only real remedy here is a complete dismissal, but for two reasons. One is the Fani Willis issue, but the other is the fact that we would be moving forward with a state criminal case against a sitting president of the United States.
Just as the holiday travel was getting underway, the upper Midwest has been slammed by a powerful winter storm. Reporter Susie Jones has that.
Minnesotans digging out after the first major snowfall of the season. About 5 to 7 inches of snow fell, which was much more than Javier Tavares expected.
Okay, how's it going out here?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's a lot of snow out here.
I see it's a little windy. Is that kind of setting you back a bit?
Not really. It's just so much snow today. It was really unexpected.
Susie Jones, CBS News, Minneapolis.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is at Miami's airport along with the crowds of Flyers.
TSA expecting a record-breaking number two. Those 40 million passengers expected to be screened between now and January 2nd, a 6% increase over last year.
The TSA said today most of its workers will stay on the job without pay if there is a government shutdown. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Marquette scores a conference win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles began their Big East schedule with an 80-70 win over the Butler Bulldogs in Milwaukee. Cam Jones with 23 points. The Golden Eagles with just 2 turnovers. College football, the Badgers signed Ohio State wide receiver Jaden Ballard. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo named the new head coach of Sam Houston University. He'd been with that team before his time in Madison. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jordan Love asked on the Rich Eisen show, is he a better quarterback after backing up Aaron Rodgers those 3 years in Green Bay?
That's a good question. Who knows? I do believe for sure that having those 3 years, be able to sit behind a legend, Aaron Rodgers, and just watch him work and learn and pick his brain definitely helped me so much, and just be able to, you know, learn on the side and grow my game until, you know, I was truly ready. So many valuable lessons just being able to watch Aaron those 3 years.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue through tomorrow morning for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow. There could even be a little rain mixed at times tonight. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, again, more snow with maybe a little rain. Highs in the mid 30s. Right now, it's 31. WRJN.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. walk on,
walk on
to my door,
my door.
We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day. Single day singing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, thank you to everybody who texted last hour. In our Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest, you did very well. We got lots of entries, but you only have one more day of this contest, and your next chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Don Rosen. Your next keyword tomorrow morning with Don and WRJN.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Everything
to everything.
Somebody to lean on. Please.
Sarah Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school basketball, WRJN. Tonight, it's Racine Case at Racine Park, and Dick Graceffa has the call.
The pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m.
All right, Dick, it's high school basketball tonight on WRJN.
At O&H Danish Bakery, the Christmas season brings out their best. And this week, O&H is featuring their very Danish Christmas Kringle. True to its authentic Danish traditions, a very Danish Christmas Kringle has a smooth almond filling with Door County cherries. The crowning touch is its wonderful topping of drizzled icing and crisp toasted almond slivers. It's as Danish as it gets, and it's singularly sensational. A very Danish Christmas Kringle. Get one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek, where they're baking spirits bright.
Need to update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. It's true. I don't want no other love, baby. It's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Elvis Presley, WRJN, good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Yes, no, I know. Looking for 2 to 4 inches by the time it's all done. Snow overnight tonight and a low of 30. Snow early tomorrow morning and then becoming partly sunny by afternoon with a high of 35. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Johnny Mathis on WRJN.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in the winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white. A heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping. Together, 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 together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Chillin', we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Winter wonder, winter wonderland. Winter, winter wonder, wonderland.
And you look lovely as can be. I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
No other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Yeah, thanks. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I am Chris Morrow, and for Stuart J. Waddles, here's what's happening in news. The Racine County residents can cast a ballot today. A special election going on to elect a new county executive, a role that became vacant after Jonathan Delagrave's passing back in June. The election between businessman Ralph Malecki, who led the November primary with over 51% of the votes, and Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, she finished second. Voters are being told you should confirm your polling location may have changed since the last general election. Well, there is hope for a white Christmas. There is snow about to fall north of us today. We could see a couple of inches. The forecast for Racine coming up shortly. However, up in the Waukesha County area, Washington, Ozaukee counties, there's a winter weather advisory in effect until late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Winter storm watch in effect for points north of Fond du Lac up to Green Bay. If you're traveling that direction, be sure you're up to date on what the weather is doing. Well, growth continues here in southeastern Wisconsin with the go-ahead now official in Kenosha County. The village of Pleasant Prairie has endorsed Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion plan. It's a project that should increase the company's production capacity. The expansion will add 750 employees and includes a new office, warehouse, and manufacturing space. Work will start this month and be completed by March of 2026. The expansion is the drug maker's largest U.S. manufacturing investment outside of Indiana. And home sales in Racine and Kenosha County outperformed the broader region in November. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors reported a 14% increase in home sales for Racine County, a 19% increase for Kenosha County. The overall seven-county region saw just a 4% rise. That's what's happening in news from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue through tomorrow morning for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow. There could even be a little rain mixed at times tonight. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, again, more snow with maybe a little rain. Highs in the mid 30s. Right now, it's 33.
You can keep me in daydreams.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, Christmas Eve is coming, and Christmas Eve apparently is the worst day of the year for heart attacks, with risk rising nearly 40%. More specifically, research showed that most heart attacks hit around 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Researchers don't know why for sure Christmas Eve increases your chances for a heart attack, but they believe it's tied to emotional distress with acute experience of anger, anxiety, sadness, grief, and stress. Throw in excessive food intake, alcohol, and long-distance traveling, and you've got all the ingredients for landing the big one the night before Christmas. So do be careful.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Just
look to yourself.
Look to yourself.
Open your mind. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one, a Florida man has nearly 2,500 VHS copies of the movie Titanic. Thing number two, before drinking coffee, people washed their hands with it. Ugh. Thing number three, approximately 73% of U.S. homes have gone wireless only, using only cell phones, no landlines. And thing number four, around 800 books about the Titanic have been published over the last 55 years. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye.
But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me in the mission, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, today. Do be careful if you're heading out in the snow tonight. Maybe just stay in and listen to high school basketball with Dick Graceffa. Pre-game at 6:30, tip-off at 7. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. Now in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Lawmakers have come up with another funding bill for the government, one that President-elect Donald Trump is supporting, but it will be a tough sell. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The Musk-Johnson proposal is not serious. It's laughable.
CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill with more on the bill's chances.
I don't know about a consensus, but we do have a bill, and that is significant considering about 24 hours ago, the last bill was completely blown up. So we do have text, and quite frankly, much of this new bill contains a lot of the language from the old one.
But it would also suspend the debt ceiling. The suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO is now in New York, and he faces state and federal charges now. Here's Bradley Blackburn.
Luigi Mangione stepped off an NYPD helicopter in a prison jumpsuit and shackles. The suspect now faces four federal charges, including murder and stalking. That's in addition to a New York State indictment for murder as an act of terrorism, meaning a crime designed to terrify civilians.